Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of my favorite subjects in college was history. And I always just learned to learn about history, especially when I was learning some just things of why we have the freedoms that we do. And there's so many heroes of the faith that maybe aren't well known this side of heaven, but man, there's people that have been missionaries that have gone and done things that leave a tremendous legacy. And we're going to take a look at a guy named Reverend George Stone, who his life is featured in a new book called A Modest But Crucial Hero, The Life and Legacy of the Reverend George E. Stone, back in 1873 to 1899. So for those of you who love history, you're going to be in for a real treat today and tomorrow, as we're going to look at his life and how he gave it all up and just how God kind of directed his life. I know it's going to be an inspiration to you as we look at the story of a real hero of the faith. We're talking with the author of that, actually one of his distant relatives, the Reverend Judson Stone. And I love Judson Stone's background, because on top of being a pastor like me, he's also been a corporate chaplain and a sports chaplain. And one of the things I love, Judson, is that before we get into the book is, you know, we'd love as pastors, obviously, for people to come with us to church on Sunday. But in the world we live in today, we actually need to go to the people and the places they're at. And as a corporate chaplain, a sports chaplain, man, that's such a great place to let people know about Jesus, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Greg. And those two opportunities changed my life. I was a corporate chaplain and sports chaplain, FCA sports chaplain in Arlington, Texas, which became the new home of the Dallas Cowboys, which is your favorite football team. I hate to tell you this, but I'm a Green Bay Packer fan.
Ouch.
But anyway, as a sports chaplain in 2009, I got to stand on the star of the new stadium in Arlington when it opened up, because Jerry Jones allowed the Arlington High School football teams to play their first round of playoff games in the stadium.
Wow, what a treat it was for those young people.
What a treat, and what a gift to them as well as to me, because I didn't do anything to get that privilege other than volunteer.
Well, that is such a power thing. I've been fortunate this year to do the pregame devotion for the University of Kentucky men's basketball team. They have a chapel before their home games, and I've been fortunate to be a part of that. And the thing that I'm just so reminded of with these great athletes is that, you know, there's always still a God-sized shaped hole in all of us that only he can fill. Have you found that in dealing with a lot of athletes over the years?
I have. You know, the high school football players and then the UT Arlington men's basketball team that I volunteered with as a team chaplain, also there in Arlington. You know, they want significance, they want success, they want fame, they want to live their dream of playing the sport they love, whether it's football or basketball, and then just, of course, the larger sports world. And they can understand things, spiritual things. It can be related, spiritual things can be related to them, because there's a team involved, there's a coach, support staff, you know, all that kind of stuff related to a successful sports team.
Well, let's get to your book that you wrote, A Modest But Crucial Hero. Judson, why'd you write this book?
I wrote it because for two or three reasons in particular. One was, first of all, I felt that my family needed to have a full biography of this ancestor that we knew about but didn't know about, in terms of the full story of his life. And secondly, I, as a result of my new faith in Jesus Christ, when I first became acquainted with this ancestor, distant ancestor in terms of a great-great-uncle, it was at a time when my interest in missions was just budding, And I was so impressed that we had an ancestor who served as a missionary over in the Middle East. And then thirdly, as I started researching his life, I said, this story has got to be told to the world. That was not my original intent, but I've got to tell this story to the world, to those that want to hear it. It was that inspirational.
Well, I love speaking of that. At the beginning of the book, you dedicate it with gratitude to a guy that you said who, as a young Air Force airman in August 1970, explained the good news of Jesus Christ to me and prayed with me to receive him into my heart a few weeks before you entered college. And you said, with Howard's help and Christ's answer to my prayer, he changed my life to the glory of God. So tell us a little bit about that conversation as you dedicated this book to him.
Well, a high school schoolmate in my brother's class invited me to a Campus Crusade for Christ meeting at the university, Northern Michigan University, north of the air base where we lived, where my dad was stationed. And I was the only one that accepted the invitation. That was my senior year in high school, the summer after my senior year in high school. I went, and this airman took an interest in me and invited me to his barracks. And I had grown up in the church with my parents. My parents were active Christians. I have four brothers. We all attended Sunday school, youth group, vacation Bible school. But I had never truly trusted in Christ for salvation from what I know now, what that means. And that airman helped me to do that in his barracks. We're in fourth floor barracks room across the road from the base exchange in northern Michigan, 150 miles north of Green Bay. And that's why we were there when they won the first two Super Bowls. And so that's why I am a Packers fan. But more importantly, Howard took that spiritual interest in me and shared the little track called Have You Heard of the Four Spiritual Laws? And it was a very insignificant event emotionally or anything like that, but it became the life changer. A few days after praying with him, I saw changes in my life. First of all, the Bible became alive to me. Secondly, the chaplain's sermons were like just for me. And thirdly, I started trying to share my faith with my brothers and friends.
Well, thank goodness for Howard Cleaver. Now 54 years since he introduced you to Christ, and the ripples have been made through your life as a pastor and as a sports chaplain and a corporate chaplain. But let's talk back about the book you wrote, A Modest But Crucial Hero, The Life and Legacy of the Reverend George E. Stone. Served 1873 to 1899 over through the Arabian mission. What made George so special?
George came from a religious family in Mexico, New York, and their church was quite active with home and foreign missions at that time in the 1870s and 80s and into the 90s, and he was nurtured by men and women who loved the Lord, and he joined the church as a young boy. And at that time, he apparently, according to the minister's words, felt the hand of his master on his life from a very early age, and dedicated himself in college to foreign mission when he went to D.L. Moody's place in Massachusetts, and he signed a pledge card to serve, God willing, you know, overseas. And then in his senior year of seminary, he heard about the Arabian mission, and he submitted an application and was accepted. His mentor was one of the co-founders of the mission, Samuel Zwemer. And many people are familiar with Samuel Zwemer's name because he became such an advocate for world missions, but particularly missions to the Muslim world.
Well, one of the things I liked about George, on top of, you know, obviously surrendering his life to do missions work, was a good communicator as he participated in debates, essay contests, and he also played the cello and the piano, and he served as the president of the college YMCA. So he was a very, very multi-talented guy, wasn't he?
He was from college. He was in the top five of his class, and another classmate said that if he had not devoted so much time to these other activities, he probably would have graduated valedictorian from the class. He was a very gifted man, and much more than me, and so I just admire, you know, how he dedicated all those talents ultimately to the Lord. Just amazing.
Well, one of the things I always like, anytime if I'm going to have a guest that's written a book, is that they have lived it or been a part of it, researched it. And you actually went over to see some of the things that Judson's George did. Talk about that.
Yes, my two younger brothers and I, we visited Muscat, Oman, where he served for 4 months. He had not even finished his Arabic training when he was unexpectedly transferred to the mission station in Muscat, because the missionary couple there came down seriously ill and needed to be removed from responsibilities. And George said, okay, he had 3 hours to pack and eat and get on the ship to go to Muscat after getting the news. And he was responsible for the mission house repairs being completed, and also for 18 Africans, slave boys that had been rescued by the British from the slave trade on the East African coast there. And he was responsible for overseeing the education of these boys. And several of the boys trusted in Christ for salvation and were baptized and went on to live productive lives as a result of being rescued from slavery and being educated there at the school in Muscat.
Well, it is a powerful story, and I know a lot of people that, really are interested in missions work, and I think they're really, those are true heroes of the faith, aren't they, when they leave behind the comfort of the United States to go into a foreign country?
Back then, definitely. Bahrain, where he started his intensive Arabic training, and Muscat were what we would probably be called backward, countries. They were third world countries at the time. George would not recognize them one bit here in the 21st century, the way God has blessed that region as a result of the discovery of oil, things of that sort. But back in the day when he was there, it was in many people's minds would be called primitive. A lot of the Englishmen and Scots and other people that passed through there as merchant people did not like being there because of the heat and stuff like that.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we were going to continue our conversation with the Reverend Judson Stone. He's written a wonderful book about one of his ancestors, a modest but crucial hero, the life and legacy of Reverend George E. Stone. So I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. For Judson Stone, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.